Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Good morning. Thank you for going deep. Today, the scripture reading is Colossians chapter 3. I think this is the third time already in our 26 days of going deep that we've been drawn to Colossians chapter 3. It is maybe Paul's, or Colossians in general, maybe Paul's crown jewel of explaining who Jesus is, and chapter 3 is, as much as any place else in the writings of Paul, a clear, concise statement of what it means to live the life of a believer. He says in verse 1, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand." And then verse 2, he says, "Set your minds." He just said, "Set your hearts." Now he says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." And then he goes on and gives this explanation of what that looks like. He says, do good stuff, don't do bad stuff, and live in peace. That's kind of the outline of Colossians chapter 3. Do good stuff, don't do bad stuff, and live in peace. Verse 17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." The theme for this week has been wake up. By the way, watch a little later in the day, and I'll try to post a blog, and in that blog will be a reminder of this, what the scripture reading is for this weekend, but also the scripture reading for next weekend, and we'll introduce the theme for next week. Next week. But so here's what we've talked about. We've talked about holding on. We've talked about letting go. We've talked about speaking up, and this week we've talked about waking up. Here's the final wake-up call for this week. The things that we do matter. They matter, and the kingdom is made better when we live and walk better. I heard John Bevere on Monday. I confess I had not really heard him much. He's a prolific writer and a great communicator. And I was really moved by what I heard. I'll talk about that at some time, I'm sure. But one of the statements that he made that was so interesting to me and kind of sets the tone for today, he said that the road is narrow. The way to heaven, the road is narrow, and there are ditches on either side. On one side is the ditch of legalism. And in the 1950s, 1960s, maybe even 1970s, the church that I grew up in, we often fell into the ditch of legalism. As my sister says, hair up, skirt down. That's what was important. I always say, we said we don't smoke, we don't chew, we don't go with the girls that do. That was the definition of the church. And the way out of that ditch of legalism was to recognize the love of God. So legalism's one ditch, and love is the way out. On the other ditch is license. We have fallen into this ditch of, I think it's where we are now. We've fallen into this ditch of just loving God. He's our best friend. Jesus is a good old boy, and it's really kind of love God and do what you please. And that's just as wrong and just as damaging. And the way out of that is a renewal of a healthy fear of God. It's not legalism. We don't work our way into heaven, but it's also not license. Once we are committed to God, how we live is vitally important. So here's the three things I would say. What you do is important because the world is watching. What you do is important because your heart is shaped by that. And what you do is important because God is reflected in that. Here's a reading from Abraham Heschel to close us out. This is in my Guide to Prayer for Ministers and Other Servants. The integrity of life is not exclusively a thing of the heart. It implies more than the consciousness of the moral law. The innermost chamber must be guarded at the uttermost outpost. Religion is not the same as spiritualism. What man does in his concrete physical existence is directly relevant to the divine. Spirituality is the goal, not the way, of man. In this world, music is played on physical instruments. To the Jew, the mitzvot are the instruments and to the on which the holy is carried out. If man were only mind, worship and thought would be the form in which to commune with God. But man is body and soul, and his goal is to live that both his heart and his flesh should sing to the living God. That's from God in Search of Man by Abraham Joshua Heschel. Well, have a great day. Go deep today and wake up to what you're doing. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make?, you can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.
Mana 3 Media.